Hey, everybody. Discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances in people shaping the future of healthcare today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Stevie. And you know, we're really deep into the health and wellness part of our show, and I've decided that traffic reporters need to stop giving the traffic. They should just say, traffic stinks out there. Calm down and relax and just be therapists. Because it just stinks everywhere. So everybody just calm down, relax, kick back. We're going to talk about some health and wellness, some really cool stuff. You're really going to enjoy it. The U Health, University of Miami Health System, they bring us the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What helps set U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? And that was cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none. At U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. High five to the Miller family for that, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10th year in a row. And don't forget the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. We're going to be talking to one of their world-class physicians in just a minute. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these people. You can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things, like the cancer treatment we're going to talk about in a second. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. I just love that music. It's really like a nice little round out into our next segment. And our next segment is our U Health guest, Dr. Mecker Moeller, Assistant Professor of Surgery at Sylvester's Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Moeller is doing great work at Sylvester with the high PEC treatment. It's a heated chemotherapy treatment for cancers in or that have spread to the abdomen. I read an article about this. It's really kind of wild. UM was the first to offer this treatment. Welcome to the show, Dr. Moeller.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, I read the article about this treatment. Really kind of neat. Tell me, how did this all come about?
Well, this treatment actually has been going on for several years, more than 20 years. It started by Dr. Paul Sugarbaker in about 20 years ago. At the time, people were thinking that what he was doing was all experimental, but when more and more patients were getting the treatment, we find out that for patients who have what we call carcinomatosis, or those ones that have cancers that are primary from the peritoneum, will benefit if we were able to resect all the tumor and give high doses of chemotherapy inside the abdominal cavity at the time of the surgery. These patients will do better than those patients that were getting only intravenous chemotherapy.
Well, doctor, that kind of almost seems intuitive. If you're able to apply it direct, and I was reading the article, you kind of fill up the abdomen, let it slosh around in there for a little while, attacking the bad cells that might be left. It seems very intuitively appropriate.
Yeah, well, it's not for all the type of cancers. There are particular type of cancers that have, an affinity to metastasize to the peritoneal surface. And those ones are the ones that are benefited from this treatment because some of them develop this type of cystic mucin, like a jelly-like type of material, that there is no blood supply that actually will get and take the chemo into there.
Wow.
So those type of cancers actually do benefit from getting the high-dose chemo at high temperature because it's not just the chemotherapy. It needs to be the combination of the very high temperatures, 42 degrees, with the chemotherapy. So the synergy of these two things at the time produce the killing of those cells. But we want to have microscopic tumor left in order for this to work and get the bigger benefit to the patients. There are other tumors that doesn't necessarily produce this cystic jelly-like material, but that they actually see the peritoneum, like imagine like wet sand getting through the abdominal viscera. And if we can resect those one and get this chemotherapy on top of those a small amount of tumors, even though it's large amount of there, they do better.
Now let's talk about this for a minute: the peritoneal lining, the colon, the appendix, gastrointestinal tract, and this is one that surprised me, or the ovaries. That's the stuff that this is good for, huh?
That's correct. So mesothelioma is the other one, which is a primary tumor from the peritoneum. This can happen in the lungs, but they can in the chest, sorry, but it also can happen in the abdomen. And this was actually the first type of tumor that this kind of chemotherapy was used, or this type of treatment, better say. And then these other ones, which are the ones that produce mucin, they are appendiceal tumors. They are mucinous type, colon tumors as well, and the ovaries are the ones that produce this jelly-like material.
Now, what's the five-year data show on this stuff?
Well, it depends on the tumor and depends on the series. For the particular one that I'm talking about, we have higher than 50% survival on these patients as compared to the ones that just received the chemotherapy. And there is some literature that actually get the survival up to 60-70%, which is still better than what we can achieve with just the IV chemo when we have a spread stage 4 disease. So we are not comparing patients here that the standard patient with colon cancer that got the surgery, the lymph node taken out. These are patients that their tumors themselves have already spread into the abdominal cavity when the only thing that you usually used to do in the past was just giving IV chemo and say we can, send them home to
die.
Say this is all that we can do.
Jesus. Well, listen, doctor, it sounds like you're really helping make a real big difference in the lives of people down here. How do people contact you to find out if this is an appropriate direction for them to go? Because I've got to believe that people that are facing this kind of situation are just freaked out and don't know what to do next.
Yeah, that's correct. We have a special nurse. Her name is Joy Ness, and we have in the website there is a phone number that she can be called directly, and she will set up the appointments for the patient, and she helps us to actually organize everything because some of these patients have been actually treated somewhere else. Most of the time when they come to me, they are either because at the place when they had the surgery, they didn't know they have this type of tumor, then they send them to me, or because they progress. So Joy help us to collect all the medical records from the outside, the pathologist slides, the films, to make the patient's office visit to be more coordinated. So basically to help us to coordinate that. Or the other way is to call directly to our office line. But I usually prefer that that Joy get involved because she's excellent, she's a great nurse, and she makes everything well organized.
Dr. Meckermuller, one of the true angels in our community, give them a call at Sylvester Cancer so that you're not one of the people that gets referred there after the first setup that you did didn't work. Dr. Moeller, thank you for being a member of our international community of doctors that Dr. Goldschmidt's put together there to make the University of Miami Med System the best down here. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to someday meeting you in person Not as a patient.
Oh, thank you very much. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk and let people know that there are options even when all the doors are getting closed.
Thank you for keeping open doors for some of the people. Thank you so much, Dr. Mohler. We'll be right back after a quick break with Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about why push-ups may not be good for you. Back after this.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dog's surprise.